Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Haran BeYakashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara in this Daf continues the sugyo regarding Oyved Avodah Zarah. And there's an interesting Hi'ara, which is, I think, something important that people should know when we're oisik in these sugyas. We'll start with two Hi'aras on the Daf. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, it says, Lo Yizbechu Oyd Ezivcheim Le'seirim. So the Gemara says that from here you learn that we're doing avodah shelo kedarko. Says the Gemara, already have a pasuk from Hashtachavo. Says the Gemara, we're talking about bezoiveach lehachis. He's doing the korban in order to anger. To anger who? Says du pirushim in the Rishayim, the Yadramar brings it very clearly. The one shot is he's doing it to upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas Hashem, he's going against Hashem. Or he's doing it to upset the avodah zarah, because he's now worshipping a kedarko. Now, in both Pirushim, it's a little hard to understand. Does he take this Avodah Zarah as a serious Avodah Zarah, as a god? Does he take it that way? If so, so what does it mean, according to the first shot, that he's doing Lahachis LaKadosh Baruch Hu? But what does it mean if he's doing Lahachis LaKadosh Baruch Hu if he doesn't accept this Avodah Zarah as his god? So what is he Machis exactly? And according to the second shot, it's even harder to understand. He believes in this Avodah Zarah. He believes in it because he's going to go and get angry at it. But he's not accepting it as a god, so he doesn't believe in it. If he doesn't believe this over the Zohar, how does he anger this thing that he doesn't believe in? Another he'ara we have in Amud Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Machlikis, Abaye, and Ravo. What happens if a person does over the Zohar, me'ava u'me'ira, from love or hate? So Rashi, a minute, they showed him explain, he loves a person, or he's afraid of a person, and that's just doing Avodah Zarah, doesn't really believe in Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he explains that the love is that he loves this Avodah Zarah because he thinks that the Melach is beautiful, and the year is that he's afraid of it, the Avodah Zarah, Shema Tarialoi. Maybe the Avodah Zarah will hurt him. So the Rishonim already asked on the Rambam, the Kesemishna there brings the name of the Rivash. The Ran brings it up over here in the Sugya. That this is Avodah Zarah. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah means that he thinks this Avodah Zarah will do good for him, or this Avodah Zarah will do bad to him. He believes in this Avodah Zarah. What does the Rambam mean that he is afraid of Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't accept Avodah Zarah as a god? So both the Yad David here in the Sugya and Rav Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Hashas, they come and explain in the Rambam, what's the Pshat in the Rambam? The Avodah Zarah is only once you accept this Avodah Zarah as a luhus. This is the God. But if he just loves it or he's scared of it, that doesn't make it Avodah Zarah. And the both point out, it's really a question of the Pri Chodesh. That what is the asasa? The Gemara brings them with base, that the guy tells him, kach ocheles, kach shaito, kach mitivo, kach merio. L'chura, the gedder, the definition of Avodah Zarah is that it does good or bad. Say both the Adovid and Reis of Engel, no. The Avodah Zarah means that you worship it because you believe this is a god. Now, the fact that it does good and bad and it can have this koiches, that's just a reason for one to believe that this Avodah Zarah is the Avodah Zarah. But one who worships Avodah Zarah just because of the powers that Avodah Zarah has, but he doesn't believe that that's the god, that's not Avodah Zarah. The Adovid brings the dugmo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when you ask a Yid, why is he worshiping Hashem? So if a Yid will never tell you because he does good and bad for me, we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he is the Elohim Emes. We believe that's Hashem. Happens to be that everything that happens in the world comes because of him. So he says, the Zara Lahavdil is the same thing. If one is worshiping it just because of the good and bad that he's doing, that's not a God. And the Elohus of the Zara is by saying, I believe this is the God. And this leads us to this nekuda, which is a very important nekuda understanding in the sugya. People tend to think, especially in today's day and age, when all these yitzharas are something that we don't really connect to, the Avodah Zarah is tam ashtos. Someone takes a piece of wood and says, this does good and bad things. It's tam a mishigas. But the emes is, Avodah Zarah is koiches, the real koiches in the world. There's powers in the world. There's powers that we understand. For example, the powers of the sun, the powers of the constellations. There's powers of wind and heat and cold. And there's powers of koiches atumo and koiches ara. There's all kinds of powers in the world. The Avodah Zarah is celebrating these powers and making them an ikar. making them something that stands on its own and not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Avodah Zarah, when he starts, he says, how does Avodah Zarah start? Because the Umos Olam thought that it makes sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to worship these koiches, the sun, the moon, because that's his servants. So why you worship all HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You should worship also his servants. And that's what the Sforino says on the Pasuk in last week's Pasha. Lo yelecho Elohim acherim al ponai. What does it mean? It says, why shouldn't you serve and bow down and mishtachave to the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're servants of Hashem. Doesn't a king want people to respect his ministers, his servants? Says the Sforino, of course the king wants it, but not in front of him. Meaning the king is right here in the room, you go and you give kavod to his servant, to his minister, that's improper. That's a merida, that's a rebellion against the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo yelech Elohim acherim al ponai. Says this far, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here, and you're going and giving kavod to one of these koiches. All these koiches are servants of Hashem, and we can relate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why, that's the issa of Avodah Zarah. And that's something that comes out from all the inyanim that we're learning in these sugyas. If you look at the Ramban, when he speaks about Seir Mishtaleach, he says, what is Seir Mishtaleach? You're giving a carbon to one of the koiches hara, the koich of the Sitra Achra in the world. He says, even though usually that's Avodah Zarah, it's a special exezakos of Yom Kippur, and that's what we do. And that is the pshat in the pasuk that we just learned now in this Gemara. For lo yizbechu oid l'seirim. Giving korbanos to one of these powers of the world. So Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that you know this power is a power, but that you're giving chashivas to the power that stands on its own. Mimea, that's shot in the Rambam, that someone does it for Ava V'Hiro, he's afraid of this power, even though he doesn't take it as a god. And that's the pshat in the Gemara over here that says that someone does it lahachis, meaning he knows this power exists, but he wants the psadi, he doesn't accept it as his god. It doesn't mean that the fact that he knows this power is in the world doesn't mean he makes it into a god, into Elohus. This is a gedolah chashuvah to know when we oisik in these sugyas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.